Blog Talk Radio.
Right now is Yo Nigga Your Psychology and Yo Nigga Stacey Johnson. This is the trifecta of Yo Nigga isms, right? Yo Nigga, Yo Politics, Yo Nigga Your Psychology, and Yo Nigga Just Yo Nigga. Ask Yo Nigga. That's me. I'm not afraid of that word, as you can see. Nobody says nigga more than I say nigga. But tonight we're talking about, and yes, we are going to be talking about Black History during Black History Month. I keep moving Malcolm X because I want to make it good and better. So we got Malcolm X coming. We got the Freedom Riders coming. We got Jim Crow coming. We got all of 1968 coming, boo. I'm so happy because you know what I was doing before this show? I was listening to love because we need love in our lives. So I was listening to the Carpenters. Just like me, they long to be close to you, right? All of that. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Birds is good. That's not a lyric, but birds are good. So tonight we're talking about social. We're gonna get into prejudice. But I thought, okay, like any good teacher, we can't just jump into it. So this is Yo Nigga Your Psychology. We will introduce psychology that will help you. Okay, I love psychology, every aspect. Whether we talking child, human sexuality, abnormal. What else we got? Social. I love all the psychology because I like the brain and I like thinking and I like helping people. And if we can figure out how this brain shit works, we can use our brains better. Okay, so social psychology is a branch of psychology that deals with certain aspects, and you've seen experiments of social psychology. But in order for us to understand, I think, prejudice, which, you know, we are in the most racist time in anyone's memory. The last time we were this bad is when I was just born in the 60s. We ain't been this bad in a minute. You know, they faked the funk real good until it was Donald Trump. Then they stopped faking, okay? So in order to understand prejudice, that is a social psychology principle and how, you know, where that comes from. And so what I wanted to do in a series of Yo Nigga Your Psychology series, talk about I always end up saying it like because I'm black. You know, we leave out some nouns and pronouns every now and then, like documents. I love Val, but she kept talking about documents. Like, Val, boo, they document. But that's Florida, though. If you know anybody from Florida, they leave out some vowels and nouns and pronouns and stuff when they talk. And some letters. But today, you and I, our job is to learn about people and how people think and why people think the way that they think. And so instead of Malcolm X tonight, because I actually recorded this and then I listened to it I recorded it on another medium, and it sounded like shit. The music was, like, going in and out. I'm like, people going to hang up. They're going to hang up. They're not going to listen to this. So we're doing it tonight instead of Malcolm, but we'll hook Malcolm up tomorrow. Because I think psychology helps us. And that's why I just, hey, give me the next one. And psychology was like, hey, Ron, what's the next class? When is it? How much? How much is the book? I need it. What are we doing? And I loved it, and I enjoyed it, because it helps you understand people, because, you know, we're people. We're people here on this earth. You know, we're just not, oh, you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're whatever. We all God's people, and God loved us so much that he did not make us look all the same. Thank God, right? If everybody was black, well, they are in Hawaii, but if everybody was black, that might be a good thing. I don't know. But God didn't want it that way. God said, I'm going to make you over here, you over there, mix, 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 different, everything different. We're going to mix you all together, and anything mixed with black is beautiful. Ain't it? I got them all in my family, everyone. This black and that my brother, that my brother, that one and my brother, that one, but they all beautiful. So social psychology teaches us about, and let me put it to you this way. Let me tell you a story about Cinderella. Let me tell you about Cinderella. Then you'll understand about so-so or social psychology. Tell you about Cinderella. Remember the story of Cinderella? Remember when they let her out and go and she went to the ball and shit? She was all party. She was very beautiful. And so she attracted the prince. He was in love and shit, right? Oh, and then she goes back home, right, to her regular circumstance, her regular environment, right, because when she met the prince and he was all in love, she was out of her total environment. She was in a total different social situation. Okay? So she was in a totally different social situation. The prince fell in love. She was beautiful, everything, everything. So he goes to find her in her normal social situation, right? A maid, poor, ain't got the fancy dress on, lost the shoe, da-da-da. He don't even recognize Cinderella, right? Ain't that the story of Cinderella? He goes back to look for her in her regular environment, in her regular social situation. He don't even recognize her. That's like something like Superman, right? Superman take off the glasses or whatever, put them on or whatever. Nobody knows that's Superman. Totally different environment. So, I say that to say that social psychology indicates or shows us, explains to us, gives us knowledge about how we are different people in different social situations. Who are you when you are with your family as opposed to with you with your homeboy? How are you different when you're with your beautiful children at dinner than you go out with your girl? Right? Those are different social situations. And so what we're going to be talking about is, what is social psychology? Okay, it's actually the scientific study. And it's a scientific study because they perform experiments, and we have seen them on YouTube. So now, yo nigga, yo psychology, I want you to go and venture far beyond this. And YouTube, some social psychology experiments, you'll love them. Because the whole point is to tell us, social psychology tells us about how we deal in social settings, how we react in social settings. Okay, it's a scientific study of how people think about, influence, and relate to one another in a social setting. Okay, so somebody knew how this Facebook, social media shit, what kind of reaction that was going to have on individuals, because we act a certain way depending on what social situation we're in. So the same fool that will bully you on Facebook and Twitter ain't going to bully you in your face, because those are two totally separate social situations, right? The fools with the tiki torch, we will not be replaced. In a group, they group social situation. They ain't going to come to South Central with one torch and one dude talking about blacks ain't going to replace us. They just won't do it, right? So social psychology is the study, scientific study, on how we relate in different social situations. It is a science that studies the influence of our situations. with special attention to how we view and affect one another. More precisely, it is the scientific study of how people think about, influence, and relate to one another. Okay, so social psychology is the boundary of psychology and sociology, where sociology studies more people in groups and societies. Social psychology says, how do we deal with others? It focuses more on individuals through experimentation. So what happens in a social situation if? What happens in a social situation if I'm acting like I'm a bum, right? I'm laying out on the street, but somebody put a $100 bill in my bum cup, but I'm asleep, right? But I'm asleep. So a social psychology experiment would sit there with a camera to see what percentage of people out of 100 or whatever, they chose however long they sat there. And social psychology experiments are fun, man. You get to trick people. Hopefully nobody fuck you up while you trying to experiment. But it's really about how are we going to react in a social situation? So I'm the bum sitting there asleep, right? And my little bum cup got a $100 bill in it. And so I got a camera set up to see if somebody going to take my bum $100 bill. You know I'm a bum. I need that. I'm asleep. I didn't know somebody put it in there. You got a home, you walking by, you ain't even putting money in, but you're going to take my $100 bill. So that's social psychology. That's beautiful. That's how you know that's beautiful. That's beautiful to watch because it tells us about the nature of us when we are in a social environment, whether it's that situation or we hear somebody getting beat up, are we going to go help or not? And what situation will we help? And what is prejudice? What is that all based on? That's how we relate to each other. So I thought, let's start with social psychology, figure out what that is, give a good detailed description of what that is. And then once we can go into what that is, then we can go into more of, how we relate on it, the prejudice, what that is, what's the influence. Oh, it's just beautiful. Psychology is beautiful. It really is because it's all about how our brains work. The most powerful, besides our heart, the most powerful organ in our body, designed to free us or restrict us, how does that brain work? Okay? So social psychology has its boundaries with psychology and sociology. Okay, it focuses more on individuals and does more experimentation compared with personality psychology. Social psychology focuses less on individual differences, right? That's personality psychology, like you're going to see a therapist, right? That's that. And it focuses more on how people in general view and affect one another. So it's a young science. About 100 years, and it has reached prominence. World War II really did. Okay? Social psychology studies our thinking, influences, and relationships by asking questions. Okay? So social psychology teaches us different shit by asking us questions. Here are some of the questions that they ask and some of the examples so you can get a clear understanding. Remember, social psychology is about our psychology, how we deal with each other and think about influence, da 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 da. So if you ever want to call me and discuss and talk about, tell me what you think, you can always call in at 563-999-3011. I'm a free Negro, so I'm going to post these usually on a daily basis because we got the trifecta of I'm your nigga activity. Right? Just ask a nigga 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, yo nigga, yo politics in the afternoon, 2 to 3. And now, yo nigga, yo psychology mixed somewhere in between. All right? So, social psychology. Okay, some of these questions that they ask. Does our social behavior depend more on the objective situations we face? Or how we construe them, how we construe, how we think about them, how we analyze them in our minds. That's how we construe something. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Every 15 minutes, we're going to take a break so you can hear some sounds. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. So what we're going to talk about now are some of the questions, when we come back, some of the questions that social psychology tries to answer. Then we're going to go over some of the social psychology's big ideas. And then we're going to leave it at that. Some of the big ideas that social psychology tries to answer. And then once we do all of that, study the big ideas, then we can go into prejudice and what that is and who benefits and why it is, okay? But social psychology is what we're talking about today. How we deal with individuals, how we relate to individuals in a group, in our group setting, how we relate, how we influence, how we think about each other. So important in the period we're going through right now. So important that we let individuals know that we each play a vital role in this American experience. There is not one person that is more vital or more important than the other. The American experience and experiment was founded by people with an idea that you can have freedom. Even though they started that idea with a bunch of slaves, they eventually, somehow, some way in this country, even though slaves, attained freedom. And so, it was never meant to be an easy thing that we in this country find some way to deal with each other, because the founding of the country was on freedom, but not freedom for everybody. And so social psychology is something I think we should all at least have an idea about. It helps us deal with each other better. And really, we as black people that seem to be the butt of every joke, the target of every attack, we as black people, we will have a better understanding of our role in the world, how people see us, how we see each other, and how the whole psychology, right? The whole how your brain works part of how you see me. And it will help, and it's helped me to feel better about living in this country, because, you know, people are ignorant, and they're just ignorant because they choose to be. The social psychology basically says racism, prejudice, and all that shit exists because motherfuckers are so afraid of losing their standing that was fake from the beginning. So social psychology, let's take a break. I'm 2 minutes past my break time. But let's do this shit because we all stuck here together, okay? No one of us is better than any of us individually. No one of us is better than any of the other of us. That's all some shit that somebody created just to make sure everybody else was at a certain level while they were not. So this psychology shit helps get your mind right. You can live and raise your family and understand why they're shooting your kids and all that. And understand you're not the same as these white people that created this country strictly for them. You're not the same. And so you got to understand that you have to build your life from the perspective that I am not the same. I am never going to be treated the same. So you can't just sit every day on Facebook and Twitter and complain about who got shot today. Because you're never going to be the same. You have to make your own shit. So social psychology, hopefully, and all the psychologies, hopefully, will give you a good idea of don't be upset about the shit. It's meant to make you upset. So you have to just go ahead and build beyond the bullshit. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break. I got a caller. I love it. You always call when I'm about to take a break. I'm going to do my shortest song. Nice? No, we don't want nice. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 47 seconds. And this is yo nigga, yo psychology. And all I'm trying to do is help black people get their mind right. You ain't never going to get no love from white people in this country. So you got to love yourself and you got to love each other, man. Fuck. Today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, until we can work, inch our way up to prejudice, we're going to talk about social psychology, right? How we see each other, how we deal with each other, how we relate to one another. And my brother, how come none of my sisters call? What's wrong with y'all? My bro is on the line, so we're going to hook it up and see what we're talking about tonight. Oh, there we go. I did click. Hey, bro, hold on one sec. Maybe I didn't click enough. Hey, what's happening, bro? How are you doing tonight?
All right, what's going on, sis?
Hey, I'm good. You must like the topic because you only call when you like stuff. So you like this?
Well, man, if it's, you know, topic dealing with us as black people and where we going,
always,
where we been.
You, hey, get closer to the phone. It's close
and
to
what
the
I
phone.
Was saying
is, you kind of muffled. I don't know if that's you. That ain't me.
If there is any any time that we are having a conversation, you know, about, you know, the mental disparities that we as black people are going through, have been going through,
right,
find ourselves in, you know, I love to try to engage in those types of topics. Therefore, that, you know,
yes.
If I go back to the community, knowing, you know, different avenues in which to engage some of these topics, I think that is very, very important.
You know,
and,
I love you, bro, because every time you call, you always start with that. And, you know, yeah, that's the whole point, is to give you whatever we can do. And Lord knows, I've sat in a lot of these classes, paid a lot of money, And one day I'm going to finish it up. But in the meantime, you know, it's just so interesting, and I believe it could be so helpful. Just to put your mind in the perspective of, yeah, you know, we've got a difficult road to toe it. And I mean, like I say, now if I was in my 20s or something and talking like I know what black people experience, then I'd be like, oh, you ain't lived long enough to know. Well, I'm 55 now, and I've tried this, I've tried that, and the bottom line is, you know, black people are always the last on everybody's list for prosperity. So the least I can try to do is do what I can do and share what I can share. So I love when you call and you give me, you inspire me to say, okay, this is the kind of stuff that my people need to hear. And this is just the beginning, okay? We got this social psychology stuff. We've got some human sexuality kind of stuff that we need to know and understand about how our teenagers are and why, no, they ain't supposed to go to school at 7 o'clock in the morning. Wondering why they sleep in school? Well, their body is not in, you know, it's so much different stuff. Cigarettes just almost like heroin, because we got some in our bodies that attach to that nicotine receptor, and we hooked, you know, and they did that shit on purpose, you know. And so I thank you for your encouragement. So, yeah, we're going to start with social psychology at a broad level tonight. Kind of broad, you know, what it means on a broad sense. And then over the next couple of nights, then we're going to get into prejudice, racism, and who that benefits and who it doesn't, and what it's all about, because it's just a game. You know, it's just a game that they've been able to get people to believe in. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I got, you know, Russian people that barely know how to speak English, but they know how to call me a nigga. And it's like, well, how do you learn that word? You know?
I think with that being said, there is a psychology that goes with the makeup of America. And that psychology is the one where black folks are at the back of the bus, or they're always at the bottom. So that's why we are having the, you know, constant discussion talking about, hey, we need reparations, or we'll do reparations, just
right,
like any other group of people that have
right
gone or went through those types of
or been abused
that,
by America,
right? That has
Chinese
been,
Americans,
that has,
Japanese Americans, right, in internment camps.
Jewish people, I think, somehow they lost money.
I don't know the answer to all that. 2016,
Barack Obama, which was a black president, quote unquote, you know, under him, you know, the Jews were even able to get, you know, their just due or their check, you know, but us as black people, we're still getting shot down, being mistreated
right
in the same inhumane fashion. And you have to look at, this is, America was basically founded under these same principles. So when you're even, we can pray like crazy now, rather than just praying everybody going to the church. We praying many different religions, and for some reason, you know, nobody is favoring us. We go to Allah,
right,
we go to God, we go to everywhere.
But you know what? But really, it's not for some reason. It is for a lack of leadership, real leadership in the black community. I mean, real leadership that's willing to do, unfortunately, what Dr. King had to do. They too scared to do that. You know, it's a lack of leadership. That's all it is. And we as black people, especially every time these elections come along and they know they need black votes to survive, we as black people need to demand something. You know, I mean, yeah, reparations, that's a big term, but if anybody, I mean, we can solve all kind of problems when we want to, you know, and yes, you know, we won't get reparations in this country because there's nobody in this country that's even willing to, and I have another caller, so I'm going to, you know, bro, I'm going to answer, you know, I'm going to get into that one. But before they can give you a check, America has to be able to be open to the idea that they owe you a goddamn check. See? Well, nobody's even open to the idea that they owe a nigga a check. And so we're not going to get a check until people say, you know what? I understand what black people have contributed to this, and I understand why they feel this way, and I understand. And there's not enough black history going out there, bro. So what I'm going to do, I got to hang up with you. I got to answer this other call, and I'm so blessed that you guys are calling because, yeah, you know, it's Black History Month. Ain't nobody talking about no black history. And all I'm trying to do is keep a nigga from killing each other, robbing somebody, and let's just all hold on until we can get together as a group and say, you know, there's a psychology behind this country that was never meant for us, and now we just got to get our shit together. And so this is my contribution, bro. Call me on the next go-round. I got to hang up with you, and I got to answer this 818, bro. Or sister. It might not be a bro. Hi, this is Stacy. How are you?
It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How do you feel?
Pastor, I'm very honored. How are you?
I'm excellent. Shouts out to you and your platform. That's a very touchy topic, and I do want to say this. The thoughts and views that I'm about to lay down has no reflection on you, the host. I feel like we lost our value. You know what I'm saying? I see so many people that used to love going to work, and I'm not talking about going to work for somebody else. I'm saying for yourself. We used to build things. Not only did we build things, I'm talking about like houses. We would work together and build somebody up. We spend so much time breaking each other down. Now, the biggest thing, and I love what the brother said, man, we do need religion. You know, I'm a pastor. I can't run away from it, who I am. At the same time, I know if I jump in front of a train, I'll get ran over. No matter how much I'm supposed to do X, Y, Z for God and what God showed me and the messages I preach, there's still the universe that we live in. And the blood is blue for everybody. I don't care how tough you are, when that tornado comes through the hood, it's going to knock down everybody's house. It ain't knocking down just your homeboy house or the dude that you don't know. Now, as far as we being owed respirations and checks, yeah, we owed a lot. And it's a lot of people that they the unsung heroes. They're the people that's working behind the scenes to keep this thing going. We got cell phones. We got transit systems. It's all kind of the jobs that people do anywhere from 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And people don't realize that they're doing these jobs. But at the same time, if you see these people at 8 or 9 o'clock and they're scruffy, it's because they've been working all night while you were sleeping. My point that I'm
well,
making
yeah,
here is
I mean,
one of the...
I worked three jobs to support my kids at one time. So, you know, I know what work is. I hope I didn't give the impression that I do not.
Well, no. You didn't give. I'm on a train right now. I'm traveling. But right now, it's like when Kobe died, everybody started paying attention to him. And we as people, that's why I love watching the Drink Champs. Nori coined the phrase, "We gotta give our people their flowers while they're here." I'm saying there's a lot of people that died for the Black history, but at the same time, even though they died, we're creating a new history, and when we use these platforms called social media and the cloud, and our information is there. When back in the day, when you was a kid, if Sally got smacked in the street, she wouldn't be able to call nobody because they didn't have a three-way, and you couldn't use long distance, and you had to count the minutes. So it was one of those situations that it couldn't be done on a global scale. Whatever
and
went on in
now.
Your city.
Right.
And it's rerun and replay. But the problem is we all live in our own alliances. So I say this to say, you are right. We need to find some shade and chill out. But once we come out of that shade, what are we going to do? Are we going to bond together and really put our pearl to the metal and work as a cohesive unit? Just because I don't like what you believe and how you're doing it, we still got to do it. Now, I personally, I'm out here in the field. I got a tour. It's Operation Brightside, Save the Children, Feed the Hungry, Peace in the Streets, and the Great Commission. And I've been on over 4,500 radio shows like this. And the one thing that I realize is people don't know what to think people go with what's hot, just the fad. If you look at the bell and the analytics and the bell curves and stuff, in simple economics, there's going to be a peak and a valley. Anybody, I don't care who you are, you can't have
all
sex
right.
24 hours a day.
Eventually, wait, hold on, Pastor. Hold on now. Wait. You're losing me now because I don't have sex no time, so you're losing me. Okay, so.
But no. What I'm saying is everybody can't always be up. You got to be a down and a up. It's got to go.
1 second. Hold on for me. 1 second. Because you called me tonight. You called in tonight, which is my little psychology show, you know. But if you've listened to other shows, you know that I'm a business owner. The reason why I'm doing this is to help people economically advance. See, I do all this other shit, you know. I do psychology,
okay.
And I try to help. But, you know, I'm glad you called, and 818 is from where I'm from. I'm from Southern California, so 818 is my territory, right?
Okay. Let's get
so
it.
So I'm glad you
Let's
called, because
talk.
Maybe you can be one of the very first brothers that helped me and my mission, because I'm in construction. I'm a girl in construction, and I know more than all these dudes. And my goal is to take these little black kids that don't know nothing and maybe, hey, let me teach you and let me have you learn what I know and so you can make 50, 60 hours and you can do what Stacey's doing. So
we don't have trades no more. That was a key situation. No more trades.
I mean, social media to me is gone off in a whole other direction. To you know, from what it should be, but I'm here to share the knowledge that I have to help people cope from day to day, whether it's this social psychology. Hey, don't panic, don't go crazy, you know. But yeah, I'm with you on helping. And so, if you are a pastor, which means you got a congregation, I'm almost certain your role, and I believe. That religious leaders' jobs are to help uplift their congregation, not only spiritually, also financially. And so I'd be willing to come to SoCal, because that's where my mother and father are buried, where I get flowers put on their grave every week, and I come see you and them, where we can talk, and I can help you help some of your people.
Right now I'm in Arizona.
You on that.
I'm in Arizona. My biggest mission is, and because you do construction, I figure like this. Where does most of the crime go on in abandoned buildings? There's abandoned buildings all across America, and there's no homes. We need to rehab these abandoned buildings. It's already in a place where the land value is cheap. I have a $4.5 million initiative to purchase 22 abandoned buildings, but not just
you
on the West Coast.
One of my
people...
And one of my homeboys in Philadelphia. That's what I'm saying.
Perfect.
So I'm glad
Perfect.
You called.
Amen. It's the Holy Spirit.
And I'm going to, if you don't mind, I got your number because you called me. And I'm going to write it down, and then I'm going to call you tomorrow. And let's talk in detail how we can put things, you know, not just in the air. You know what I mean? But in real time, get you some people. You got some knuckleheads that need to learn something? Because by the time Stacey finish with them, they'll be qualified to make $50 an hour.
Right, and now this is the biggest thing. The trades are gone.
Qualified and people would want them because I do it every day. And I'm a girl.
Well, the trades are gone. And they taking the trades out of schools, the prayer and all that. But the biggest thing that I'm saying... And this is the most important thing.
Hi, bro.
And
you and me, we putting them back. Because I got that ability to do it. I've been doing this for 10 years. This is my 11th year. We putting them back. And if you want to be part of that, we putting them back, then I'm glad you called me. What's your first name?
Everybody Googles. I do know, but people Google. It's Pastor... Don Jr. CEO. Now, my legal name is Donnell Green, but this is the biggest thing.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you personally. I ain't looking you up. We talking. I don't need to look you up on Google.
Let me leave you with this, and this is important. And what I mean by this is important, a lot of times we don't build each other up with words, and I deal with so many spirits. Normally I'm zippity, I'm zesty. I've had a long day. I did my radio show at about 3 hours ago, and I'm traveling. But this
you
is,
zesty?
This
is that what you said? You zesty?
Yeah, zesty. Like, so I can razzle, dazzle, and, you know, I understand life, but it's been a long day. But I want to read this to you because you have a powerful platform with sociology, and this is what I read to start my day. It's more than a daily affirmation. It's what I live my life by. And
here we go.
I know that you're going to call me. It's just very short. I'm stepping very thinly, and if you understand, I'm very stepping very thinly in somebody's house because I don't want to break any glass or ruffle any feathers. But this is what I read real quick, and I'm gonna move out the way. This is the day, my day. I will control of what I can and release of that what I can't. I'll be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I've secured a victory. For every no, I plan to see. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a new truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I'm loved. Each of the moment, I'm thankful for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the unborn, the sick, the incarcerated, the hungry. And I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty. Faithful for all, I shall prevail. I gave that to you so you can read it. And not only can you read it, I want to make sure that you're able to pass that off to your listeners. That's power.
Like
that's
that.
One thing that we have is the power of words. No matter what,
I like that.
These words are going to change the spirits that's going to change the world. So I just
you
love your energy. Go ahead.
And I like that because, my first hour and a half of after I open my eyes, it's nothing but that. Affirmations, you know, saying, feeling, doing that, and I love that. I mean, that's beautiful. You know, thank you for sharing, and yes, absolutely, yes, that is psychology too. You telling yourself, look in the mirror when you say it in the morning tomorrow, and I do the same thing. I look in the mirror when I say it, because yes, absolutely, yes, your words form your reality, bro. And thank you so much. More black people need to just what you said. This is going to be a good recording. A lot of people are going to listen to this, I'm almost certain. And I welcome you to call anytime. We're talking about the psychology. Because yes, absolutely yes, what comes out of your mouth, bro, and I don't like to preach. See, this ain't the preach show. But yes, absolutely yes. Anything that comes out of your mouth will manifest. I thank you for that very much. I'm going to call you, Darnell, and we're going to figure out some stuff because you in my hood, bro. 48th and Western, that's my hood. Okay? So, I'm with you.
I'll put it like this. I definitely want you to text me and call me. I'm going to stay on the rest of the show. I know you got other callers in, but the whole idea is each one teach one, and in order to give something you had never had, you got to do something you never done. And we all have something to bring to this world.
You're younger than me. You can take it. I can teach you. I can teach you.
Hey, man, I ain't never stopped learning. Come on.
What?
I've never stopped learning. And
that's
the one thing that God gave you is the gift of mine. So
that's right.
It's tiresome, but you got to help everybody.
That's right. I'm gonna follow up with you tomorrow. I'm gonna text you and we're gonna figure out some stuff. We're gonna meet. I'm gonna take you to eat. We're gonna have a good time and let's see what we can do to do just that, to help our brothers and sisters. Each one teach one. I love you, bro. I'm gonna let you go, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Don't hang me up. Put me on mute, but I definitely wanna hear the rest of the show.
Yeah. I'm just disconnecting our little, phone call. Thank you, bro. I love you. That's what I'm talking about. Because that is the only way we going to make it, black people. See, he and the other bro, they know what we talking about. So our social psychology is basically, you know, I wanted to start on that. They done took me on so many different tangents. Now I can't even get back on the social psychology aspect of it. But, you know, us being treated like shit is social psychology. People have programmed themselves when they see a black face. It's social psychology. It's inherent to feel a certain way when you see a certain person. It's social psychology. And so, again, what we're going to be talking about as we get into prejudice and all that stuff, I'm just in love because I love my bros. Because, you know what, I love my bros. Because, first of all, I have 3 sons and 3 grandsons. That's not nobody's mistake. I'm supposed to be involved in the lives of black men. I'm just supposed to be. That's what God says. If it gave me 1 daughter so I can have some grandsons. That's it. 1 daughter so I can have boys. So I can help men. So I can help little boys. Because this country, social psychology-wise, right, just put a target on the black man's back, see? And so God say, here's Stacy, the black girl, that know more about construction than a white man, okay? So take what you can do and help. So when bros call like that, it's inspiring and it's beautiful and it says, yes, yes, keep doing what you're doing. Because I got 2 calls tonight, damn it, not 1. So let's talk about really quickly, while we still got a few minutes here, some of the questions that social psychology answers. Does our social behavior depend more on objective situations we face or how we construe them or how we see them? And one example we gave that social beliefs can be self-fulfilling. Social beliefs can be self-fulfilling. Okay, so remember that. Social beliefs can be self-fulfilling, meaning self-performed prophecy, self-fulfilling. So if you are a black person and think, oh, we ain't never going to get this, we ain't never going to, well, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay? So you got to be careful about that. For example, they give the example, and this is one of the questions that social psychology answers. Does our social behavior depend more on objective situations we face or how we construe them? And one example is a happily married couple as opposed to a unhappily married couple. So people that love you, people that care about you, will they react to you in a different way than somebody that don't give a shit about you? Basically Donald Trump. Okay, so they give the 2 examples. A happily married couple, one person says, can't you ever put your drawers in the, I've had that before, can't you ever put your drawers in the dirty clothes basket, Stacey? So a happily married couple would think, oh, she's just having a bad day. Okay. But an unhappily married couple, somebody that don't give a shit about you, right? You ain't got a good relationship. Your social situation is fucked up. They think, oh, what a bitch. That's the difference, see? So that's kind of what one of the questions social psychology answers. Does our social behavior, how we react to something, depend more on our objective situation or how we see them? Are we objective? Or basically subjective? That's one of the questions. Would another question social psychology answers through experiment, and that's what we do when we social psychology people. We set up experiments, and we see how people will react out of 100 people. So one of the other questions are, would people be cruel if ordered to be cruel? That's one of the, so will you go on Fox News and say Barack Obama, da-da-da-da-da? If all the niggas in your group is doing it. Hell yeah. That's part of what we do when we in a group. Shit. That's what we do. Jews will not replace us. That group situation. Right? They in a group. They hype. This man boosting. Tiki torches. Smoke. Fire. Man boosting. Take away 99% of the men. Would they do the same thing going down 48th and Western? Hell no. They'd be like, what the fuck? Where's the car? There wouldn't be no man boosting. You see? So, So prejudice, same thing. Can we get this country, and we've been doing it since we got off the love boat, people. That's what we got to understand as black people. So we got to stop marching. We got to stop being mad because, as much as it kills us and hates us, and God, knock on wood, my son ain't never had to, I ain't never had to bury none of my children. But it's the social psychology. We got to get to the root of the shit, not the shooting part. It's why you shoot. It's why you shoot we got to get to. And as black people, we got to understand why they shoot. It's some shit. It's psychology. They've never liked you. And all of you that think they like them, it's psychology. It don't take but a second for you to be a nigga. It's psychology. We set up the psychology back when you got off the love boat. That the psychology of you, black person, we knew you were a slave because we said brown skin equals slave. That's the psychology. So you was easy to pick out in the group. So when you ran away, we could find you. Black equals slave. The social psychology of America's been fucked up since the beginning. So no, we ain't gonna get no reparations until people understand why you giving a nigga reparations. These are the questions social psychology answers. Can you get people to be cruel? Yeah, fuck yeah. The Nazis, right? You can get a whole lot of motherfuckers to be cruel and kill 6 million motherfuckers at the whim of one person or an American government. You can get 50 motherfuckers, 52, 3, 5, whatever, to say a criminal ain't a criminal because we part of the fucking group. The group will kill America. The group is going to kill America. The group, if the group has no morals, the group is going to fuck up shit. Right? What's the Bible say? Don't make a man a king when he has no morals. He's going to fuck it up. Paraphrasing the Bible. It's the group. So black people, you got to understand, you've been out of the group since you've been here. So you got to understand the psychology of the group. So that's another question psychology answers. Can you get a motherfucker to be cruel? Hell yeah, you can. Another question social psychology answers. Will a motherfucker help or the help or no help? Will you help me or will you not help me? And social psychology answers when help and when no help. And it's fucked up. Because I love social psychology projects. They make me laugh. Because I laugh at the motherfuckers. One good one, help or no help, a bike chained to a bike rack. So the social psychology project was, can this person get help cutting this chain off the bike rack? Cutting the chain, not using the key and unlocking the lock and getting the bike. Can I get help cutting this thick-ass chain from passerby? So who are the experimentees? We get a nice, beautiful Caucasian woman with blonde hair and Daisy Dukes. That's one. And then we get a my son with a hoodie and a sagging pants trying to get help to cut this chain and get this bike. Well, social psychology, you already know who got the help. Motherfuckers damn near crashing to give Daisy Duke help. Well, the bro got the police called on him. Social psychology. Why do we do it, though? See, that's part of the prejudice section. Because we've got these already inbred social things going on that America did against us from day one. You know, that's what black people understand. From day one, it's been a social experiment to make you the other, no matter who the fuck comes after you. That's why we love this shit. So to help or don't help, that's the question that social psychology answers. Okay? So those are the things we're going to be talking about as we work our way up to prejudice. Okay, so some of the big ideas of social psychology are these, and we shall go over those on our next show. That's what we're going to start with. Okay, so some of the big ideas, these are what the smarties say. We construct our social reality. Okay, so we do it ourselves. Our little brains construct our social reality. Of course we do. Two, our social intuitions are often powerful but sometimes perilous. We'll talk about what that means. Social influences shape our behavior, of course. Social influence shapes our behavior, right? Of course it does, right? Social influence shapes our behavior. If I'm with my mom in 74, I'm going to be a good girl as opposed to when I'm with my eighth grade class and we finna whoop some asses at the softball game. We cussing, we spitting, right? The social influence, me and my girls, me and my girls, we acting out, me and my mom, oh, hallelujah, 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 me and my mom, all right? Three, personal attitudes and dispositions also shape behavior, well, of course, I don't like niggas. I'm not sitting next to you. I'm going to clutch my purse and I'm going to clutch my jewels because I got a personal attitude from Fox News that say black bad, white good. Okay, so we're going to go over that. Social behavior is biologically rooted. Okay, I'm sure biological, that's what I was saying before. Your biology is in your genes. It's in your genes. Okay? So it's biologically rooted, man. Some in us, when we see white people, oh, something happens to us, we don't know because it's in our genes. It's biological. Social psychology principles that are adaptable to everyday life. So you can take what we're learning right here, bro and ladies, and adjust it to your life. See, my goal as a black person that spent all this money trying to get a degree in psychology, but because now I know why I couldn't finish class because I was too busy psychologying my own goddamn family. Okay? So, this is beautiful stuff because this is almost as good as reading the Bible, right? You read the Bible, you see what God say, then you read psychology and you see how your brain acts. Mix the two together and you're going to be okay, boo. So this is your nigga, your psychology, damn it. We're going to finish up next time talking about these issues, the big ideas in social psychology. So once we talk about the big ideas, then we're going to get into chapter 9, I think it is, prejudice. Oh, it's so beautiful. Then we're going to get into prejudice. And in prejudice, we're going to talk about the nature and power of it. What are the social sources of it? What are the motivational sources of it? What are the cognitive sources of cognitive? How are we thinking? What are we thinking about? What are the consequences of prejudice? And let's talk about some experiments, and we will, over time, post those on the website. So, again, this is your nigga, your psychology. I'd like to thank all the bros that called in. We will be back tomorrow with your nigga, your politics. And we're going to be talking about this vote. And then back again with Malcolm X and some more, yo, nigga, your psychology. I love you all. May God bless us all. We all in this shit together. If you are brown, you are just like me, boo. Let's get this shit right and get it together. Let's do it. Let's do everything. You know I love you. And let's do this shit together. Yo, nigga, your psychology.
Müdigkeit und gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen. die Straßen. Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen. Der Zug lässt sich ab. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Die Straßen, unsere Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht letztlich ab. So funk, wie wo bist du? Hippie Bulle, wo drückt der Schuh? So funk, wie wo bist du? Happy Bulle, what took ya?
Scheiße!
Ladies, but my bros call. I love my bros.